Praise God. Amen, amen. So thankful for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All that He does for us. Praise God. Amen. I have no intentions of keeping you very long tonight. I just want to read what's on my heart and my spirit. Maybe help somebody to understand something tonight. Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise God. This morning we preached about His name shall be called. And tonight I want to simply talk to you for just a moment's time. A joy for the world. A joy for the world. God, you're good to us. We're so thankful and so appreciative of your word and your spirit for all that you do for us. We bless you. We exalt you. We praise you and give you glory tonight for all things. So very, very appreciative of what you have done and who that you are and what you mean to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Amen and amen. And God bless you tonight, and you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Somebody wrote a song many, many years ago saying that this is the most wonderful time of the year. And I tend to agree with them. And I do know that there are some that choose to celebrate and others that choose not to celebrate for whatever reason. But I just want you to know that whether someone would choose to celebrate or whether someone would choose not to celebrate does not deter the fact that Christ was born. Amen. He was born. Whether some want to argue that he was born in December and some want to say that he was not born in December, it does not negate the fact that he was born. It does not, the occurrence of when does not negate the fact that there was a virgin that was with child according to prophecy and that he was born in a manger. None of that negates the fact whether someone would choose or not to choose. But it does seem to be the most wonderful time of the year because you can go into the stores at times and people have a tendency to be rude until about this time, and then some way or somehow or for some reason they tend to find just a little bit of mercy and a little bit of joy about them. You'll hear people that typically would ignore you and just be too busy about the hustle and the bustle of things, but yet they'll look at you and wish you a Merry Christmas. And so I was thinking about this and reminiscing a little bit about it all and looking at the people and seeing and then heard the song being played and that this is the most wonderful time of the year. And I thought to myself, you know, I guess there's another song that says something along the lines of why can't it be Christmas all year long? And for some, that would be extremely joyful and glorious. And for others of us that have to pay the bills of everything, it's not such a great idea. I promise you it won't be a wonderful time. And but the reason behind that is because that people tend to find a joy, and most of them don't even know why, the full reason of it. They don't understand it all. But listening to these things, I was amazed or perplexed, and thinking to myself, you know, it's such a cry and shame that it takes holidays such as this to turn frowns upside down and to cause people to smile for a week or two or maybe a month, and to kind of come out of the gloom and the depression and the anxieties and the stresses that they're under, and just kind of lay things aside, lay cares aside, lay offenses aside, and just begin to enjoy life, or to enjoy others, or to enjoy the time, the atmosphere, the seasons that are there. And then I was reminded of this passage here tonight, just simply because I know that another one of the songs of the seasons would be Joy to the World, the Lord Has Come. And so I looked it up and found and came to this scripture here tonight. And so just bear with me for a moment's time, amen, as we just kind of paint the picture that is here. I see this picture as, amen, a picture of darkness. It is the nighttime. Maybe the stars are shining. There may have been some clouds that covered some of the stars or whatnot. But during this time, we are going to see shepherds that are in the field. And the reason that they are in the fields more than likely is simply because that it is more than likely going to be a lambing season. And it was the custom of the shepherds that tend to their sheep by night for that purpose, because the sheep are susceptible to the adversary, susceptible to the praise of the field. And the knowledge of the lambs being born would draw about the prey that is about. All of the things concerning the birth would draw about the prey, the scent, the smell, the time, the seasons, and everything. And if it was a hard and cold winter, then you're not going to find the sheep out in the field. They are more than likely brought into certain inns and sheltered areas for such occasions. But in our text tonight, we see that there were shepherds that were in the field. And so it's just a time. I don't know if the wind was blowing, or if it was raining, or if the sun or if the stars were shining brightly. I don't know. There may have been harsh elements. There may have been no elements. But nevertheless, the shepherds were diligently watching and caring for their sheep and guarding against the susceptible sheep from the cunning prey. And so this just being an ordinary night was soon interrupted in an extraordinary way, because there are angels or an angel that all of a sudden appears. And this would strike fear into their heart, even as it would say, as the scripture would say, that they were sore afraid. Situations like this, you don't know if this is going to turn to a moment of judgment, a moment of warning. But the angels would speak and would put all things to calm, and would say, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. And so the angel of the Lord, not bearing the message of warning or in judgment, but good tidings of great joy, would announce the birth of a different baby, not the birth of another lamb as they would know, but the birth of the Lamb of God, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And he would say that they would be able to find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And they declared him to be the Savior, Christ the Lord. Good tidings of great joy are tied hand in hand with Christ being born and the Savior of the world. There is nothing about the shepherd's night that was going to change for them other than the news. The elements do not change. Whether it is raining, the rain did not go away. If there was no rain, if the stars were shining, amen, the clouds did not come. If the wind was blowing, the news here was not going to stop anything like that. The elements did not change. Their circumstances at that point in time had not improved. And there was need for the shepherd. Somebody say, why did the angels go and find the shepherd? Because there was a need for the shepherd. Because the shepherds were trained. They had an eye to recognize faults and blemishes and such like that. And raising these sheep and these lambs, they immediately were able to pick out and to say, this is a good lamb that should be held aside. That one of these days it would be worthy of atonement. That it would be worthy of sacrifice. And basically the angel was summoning them to the Lamb of the world, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and would say, would you come check out this baby? You're checking out all the baby lambs. Would you come check out this baby? And the Bible teaches us that when they found him, that they knew that they had found the right one and would be able to declare him, amen, perfect, without blemish, amen, and seasoned and ready for atonement in time to come. And so the fact that the Savior, the Christ, the Lord, was born was a statement of joy. Amen. That's what the angels said. They said, I bring you good tidings and great joy. Amen. There is the birth of the Savior. Praise God. It's as simple as that, folks. It's as simple as that. In our world that we live in today, it is overflowing. And bear with me as I read some of this. But the world that we live in today is overflowing with information. You don't even have to know how to type, and you can get any information that you could possibly want. This world is full of entertainment and all the vices that you could possibly desire. Whether you want entertainment in the home or outside of the home, within the city or outside of the city, you can find that entertainment. Convenience for every lifestyle. Even the poor would have a microwave typically in their house. And the list would go on and on and on. Convenience for all things and constant connection to an entire world. Yet no one has ever been able to produce or recreate the subject of joy. No one has been able to do it. Fun is temporary, but it's not joy. Never before, with all of the things that we possess and all of the things that are close by, never have people felt so empty and void in life. Voices are louder. Schedules are fuller. Screens are brighter. Opinions are endless. But genuine joy is rare. You can't find it. Anxiety replaces peace. Distractions substitute fulfillment and happiness is sought after, but very seldom is it ever found. Bigger homes are purchased. Better paying jobs are taken. Technological advances are purchased. Toys for the kids and for the adults are plenteous. And yet depression and boredom tend to be spoken of more and at an all-time high rate. Everything that this world desires, they have the ability to have it in some form or fashion, yet they do not possess true joy. Have everything in life, but yet you would see that there is something that is missing. Millionaires can be some of the most depressed people in all of the world, because it doesn't matter how much money you have, money cannot buy joy. It doesn't matter, amen, what your job is. Your job is not going to produce joy. Amen, you can have fun for moments of time, but yet it is not endless joy. But at this point in time, at this day, the angels would declare and would say, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. He didn't say, I'm bringing you joy. He said, I'm bringing you glad tidings of great joy. I'm going to tell you about a great joy. And the joy that I've got to tell you about is Christ Jesus the Lord, the Savior of the world. Praise God. Our world today is so reminiscent, picture perfect, of the world that Joel spoke of in Joel chapter number 1. When he began to say that, he said it like that, he said it like this, that which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left, hath the canker worm eaten. And that which the canker worm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Amen. Several verses later in verse number 12, he said, the vine is dried up. Amen. And that's the source of life. He said, the vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth, and the pomegranate tree, and the palm tree also, and the apple tree, and even all the trees of the field are withered. Amen. It is utter desolation. And he said, here's the reason why. He said, it is because joy is withered away from the sons of men. And so what he is saying is, when there is no joy, there is no source of life. When there is no joy, it is equated with desolate land and no fruit, no life, no greenery, no anything, just desolation. When there is no joy, I'm telling you, you don't have to look very long throughout this world. Amen. And you begin to look at everybody and you see everything that's been taken away from them. And even though they possess everything, they have nothing. And they're just depressed and they're lonely and can't find anything. They don't find happiness in their marriages. They don't find, amen, happiness in their children. They don't find, amen, happiness in anything else. Divorce rate is at an all-time high. Depression medications, it is at astronomical highs. And people are trying to find out, how do I fix humanity? Scientists are spending billions of money, billions of dollars, amen, upon trying to figure things out. Inventors, amen, are spending billions of dollars trying to get something, amen, for somebody to be happy about. Somebody just had some type of a thought and said, you know what, gas prices are so high and people are depressed, I'll make an electronic vehicle and you know what, everybody will be happy. And nobody was really happy because everybody complains that the batteries don't last during the cold and there's not enough charging stations everywhere. And somebody said, well, they'll drive for you, and you know, and then all these other things, but yet nobody is really happy with anything, because true joy only happens through the Savior. Yeah, that's the only way that true joy really happens. And so when you find somebody, I have got a couple of topics going into 20 and 26 that I want to approach heavily throughout the year. But one of those is evangelism. Evangelism. You know what? It should not be very hard to find people that need God. All you got to do is just look. You look and people are so depressed. They're so despondent. Amen. They're so upside down. Amen. All they do is complain about everything. They don't have anything. They complain about their job. They complain. If they had a new job, they complain about it. They complain about life. They complain about their car, their house, their marriage. They complain about their kids. They complain about all of these other things. They have nothing really to be thankful for. Every once in a while, you'll hear a little bit of things that would that would come out from them. But I'm telling you, they're missing something. And the thing that they are missing, money cannot buy. It's called salvation. And salvation came to this world, amen, through just a lowly manger with a child that was wrapped in swaddling clothes. The Bible said that when the fullness of time was come, Jesus decided it is enough. And he came and he lived among men to bring salvation so that you and I could possess joy. And that is the truth about it. For the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. With joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation. It's time that the people pull up to the wells of salvation and dip the cup low and deep and get the fresh waters of salvation. Their life would be turned around if they found Jesus like the shepherds did. Amen. Their homes would be made correct if they could find Jesus like the shepherds did. Amen. Everything. I'm telling you, there is a way. He said, this is how you're going to know you can find Jesus. Your neighbor can find Jesus. And lives can be transformed when they find Jesus like the shepherds did. Let's stand and magnify the Lord today. The Bible says, the shepherd said, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made us known unto us. The Bible said that they came with haste and they found Mary. And they found Joseph. And they found the babe lying in a manger. They can find him and we can find him if we just look for him. It's declared, this is what you're going to find. And when they had seen it, now here's where you and I come in. The Bible said that when they had seen it, they made it known abroad, the saying which was told to them concerning the child. And all that that heard it wondered at the things which were told to them by the shepherds. The Bible said that the shepherds returned back to ordinary life. God's not going to rescue you from life. But listen to this next part. Glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. We can go back to an ordinary life with great joy. Praising God. What the world doesn't have, but you and I have. Somebody made a statement a while back and said, we encourage people not to leave Christ on the cross. He's not on the cross. He's risen. I'm here today to tell you he's not in the manger either. He's not in the manger either. I'm not looking for a babe. I'm looking for a Savior. Christ Jesus, the Lord. Amen. Would you just lift your hands and would you magnify him? Have you found him tonight? Have you found this glorious tidings of great joy that has been sent to all people? Are you overwhelmed with depression and discouragement? Are you overwhelmed with life? Let me introduce you to one that I found. It's Christ Jesus the Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is something wrong with saints who have no joy. I don't want to get into it, but the Bible teaches us that the joy of a hypocrite is but for a moment. But when you have true joy, when you have real joy, everlasting joy, the source of joy comes from the Savior. And that joy produces fruit. Fruit that sustains us all because of the Savior. Amen? Praise God. As we enter into this holiday season, reason that the whole world would feel some type of joy is because of the acknowledgement of Christ Jesus. And for the most part, people recognize and admit it. Some don't, but nevertheless, you can't change the feeling that's about it. And it's all based upon the born Savior. It's all based upon that. It's a feeling of joy that is contagious just by coming in connection with the story of His birth. But we've got more than that. We've experienced the life. We've experienced the death. But He's not in the grave either. He's alive. But it's all because He was born. If He's not born, He can't die. If He's not born, He can't shed blood. He has to be born. And thank God that He did. Amen? Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. Amen. Looking forward to great things this up and coming year. Praying that each and every one of you have a great time with family, friends, and however that you would choose to do it and be with. And praying that God would help you and touch you. There will be no service Wednesday night. But come Sunday morning, amen, we'll be ready to get ready to usher out this year that just started, what, yesterday or something like that? Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's at the end. And here we go into 2026. Amen. Let's have revival in 2026. Praise God. People saved. God bless you. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. We look forward to seeing you Sunday morning again. If you want to come to the church Tuesday night, you're more than welcome to do so. We will not be in town, but you are more than welcome to do so Tuesday night for a prayer if that's what you would choose to do. Other than that, we'll see you Sunday morning. God bless you. Love each and every one of you.